Hey everyone, it's Thursday, June 23rd, 2011. I'm Mike, joined as always by Greg.
Yup.
Hi Greg.
What's up? Yup.
That's how you want to roll into it? That's how you want to start the BunkerCast?
Yeah.
The name of this podcast?
That is.
Which should always be mentioned.
Yeah, it is the BunkerCast.
How you doing, Greg?
Good. Set up a Facebook today for us.
Podcast.
I mean, it's there now.
Yeah, you put a lot
it's
of work in
it. Not looking good, but it's up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where the Facebook works kind of sometimes. I'm like, I had trouble finding it.
Yeah.
So, I'll have to work that out.
Does not sound promising.
No.
You don't have good confidence in
no,
this one.
I mean, I'll have to figure it out. Maybe there's some settings I got to work out or whatever else, so the fan pages, the BunkerCast, One Hold Word.
For Facebook.
Yeah, for Facebook. Also, if you just try to look for Bunker Space Cast, that should come up too.
I tried to look for that, and I got the cast of the movie The Bunker on Facebook somehow. I don't get it.
Like I said, it's a little, I don't know, maybe because it's new.
Yeah, you're just like, you had just done it.
Yeah, so maybe it's got to work in to the system or something.
Should probably also mention Twitter, BunkerCast, the BunkerCast on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow that. You'll be alerted when new episodes go up.
Right, yeah. It's also connected to our Facebook now, so anything that gets posted on Facebook goes to Twitter.
Social networking, Greg.
Yeah, social networking.
It's the future. Kind of the present. It's kind of in the present for like 5 years.
Right.
At least.
I think maybe this is, I don't know, something we should discuss at the end instead of the beginning. Like, hold on.
I felt that way too.
10 minutes of us talking about how you can contact us.
Yeah, forget
any
content.
I hope you're still turning in.
Yeah. Too bad if you wanted to hear any content, but
yeah,
this is how you can follow it.
Yeah, so sorry about that. It's Riley, boring.
You know, we'll mention it right at the end again.
Yeah.
Get the double dose.
Do the double dose.
Now you made me forget what I was going to say.
No,
you're not going... no.
What?
You're not going to remind me of what I was going to say.
No, I can't.
You were going to try.
No.
You were.
All right, fine then. Maybe I won't then, all right? All right,
well, we are coming right off of our top five podcast.
Yeah, so we're a little beat up. I mean...
A little.
I mean, a little bit. Not like missing a leg or anything else, but...
No, the debate was not that intense about what game should be on the top five list.
No. Whatever. We're just going to wing it.
No, say what you want to say.
I said we're just gonna wing it.
Mm-hmm.
And we got really nothing specifically. We didn't pick up anything new. Didn't see any new movies that came out.
You're right. You're right. We have nothing
so
really...
So we're just going to wing it.
You know what? I think that's fair. It's fair to mention.
Yeah.
But leading up to this podcast, we had kind of mentioned, you know, it's been a dry summer in the past for games.
Mm-hmm.
This one seems like that, too.
Yeah, no, of course.
I mean...
It's still dry from last week.
It's
nothing has changed.
It seems like if you were into specific games, this might be cool summer for you, like Fear...
Yeah, Fear 3, Fear Infamous 2.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, I got no problem with those games. You do.
I don't have an issue with them. It's just, it's not...
Cars depress you.
What?
Cars.
Cars depress me?
Yeah. Was that, no?
Oh, yeah. No, that you're right. Automobiles and video games. They upset me.
Right.
They upset me. Because I like fantasy.
You play Gran Turismo too, and that was enough. You never want to see another car ever
about
in a video
cars.
Game.
But yeah, like the darkness.
Mm.
That was, you know what? That game was pretty good for a launch title.
Yeah, you know, it was good up until the end.
The end got a little crazy.
No, because they totally got the directions wrong. They totally screwed up downtown Manhattan.
That's right.
I don't think that's downtown. Whatever, near Wall Street.
That was funny.
I knew how to get there, okay?
Yeah.
I knew how to get there.
If it wasn't known already, we live in New York here.
Right.
The darkness takes place in New York. And there's one real specific point in the game, and it's like, I gotta get to Trinity Church on the subway.
Oh, yeah, what subway stop are you at?
So I asked Greg, who's like, knows this stuff intimately. He's like, where do I go? I was like, nah, take this route. And it was completely opposite to what the game said.
It's like, that's like 5 blocks this way. How's it over here? You have to go north to get there.
Incorrect.
Yeah. Lies. Terrible, terrible lies.
That game was okay.
Yeah, they're coming out with 2.
Yeah,
so
sequel.
I'll probably play it. It was on Xbox?
Yeah, 360.
One? Oh, 360. Yeah, yep. Very cool.
360 launch game, I think. I don't remember what other launch
my
game.
My school. My demon's gonna eat your heart.
That game was okay. You know, you shot out the lights and...
Yeah.
Ran the demon snake along the ground, killed people.
Yeah, that little goblin guy, right, too?
I don't remember, but probably.
I feel like... Was it Shadows of the Damned?
Shadows of the Damned, yeah. Out now.
Feels... I would probably like it.
Again, kind of feels like one of those games maybe you would want to rent.
I don't want to shell out $60 for it.
Right?
Not that it's kind of has like a, I feel like a Devil May Cry-esque feeling to it.
It certainly looked like that kind of world.
You remember how Devil May Cry, the original one, the first one?
I do.
Started.
Yeah.
It was very like tongue-in-cheeky.
Yeah, you had to walk up the path and the archway.
Like very tongue-in-cheek.
And you get double jump. They teach you double jump.
I'm saying before then. Like you're in the bar. Yeah. And you get like stabbed on. I don't know how that happened or why that even happened. Like this sword is going to come flying at me and stab me through the chest and I'll lift myself off of it. Which back then was pretty cool. Now it's kind of like.
You ever see that anime?
Devil May Cry?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It was like. Starts off in a bar with Dante and he's like. Strolls up in the bar and he's like, do you have strawberry milkshakes?
Ah, come on.
And they don't, and it's like a bar of demons, and he fucks up the whole bar, and he's like, you should carry strawberry milkshakes.
Well,
these.
Yeah.
And that was the only episode I saw of it, because that was not very good.
Well, maybe you should have watched more.
No, I don't think so.
No? Okay.
I'd watch more of the bartender anime.
Bartender.
Okay, that seemed interesting.
Man, no, we got to try to find the, whatchamacallit, Les Miserables.
The anime, yeah.
If you don't know, you know now. Big Les Mis fan.
You are. Yeah. I don't know.
Not of the musical, though.
Musical was fine.
No, it's not as cool as the book. And the singing. They don't sing in the book.
They could.
They don't. There's no musical score in Les Mis.
Okay.
There's not.
Just the fire in your eye is impressive.
All right, Jean Valjean.
Yes.
The convict.
Yeah.
All right, Monsieur Lemaire, whatever you want to call him, didn't fucking prance around.
Monsieur Leblanc?
Yeah. He didn't prance around, singing about...
It sure didn't sound
like
he was a prance.
And candlesticks. Ooh, I love a prostitute, but she's got TB. Didn't happen. All right.
Is that the story of Les Mis? I might be rusty on what that is. That doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Cosette, you know?
Yeah, I know Cosette.
That's in the beginning. Then he tracks down, I forget what her mother's name is. And, like, he loves her, but she gets sick and dies. And, like, he takes care of Cosette and, like, sends her to live in a nunnery.
Spoilers.
Listen. All right?
No, just
I don't
going.
Know how old you are you that don't you don't know the story of Les Mis, yeah. But either by now, listening to this, you either have read it.
Yeah.
Or do not give a shit.
Yeah, if you are too young to have read Les Mis by now, you'll read it soon.
You should.
You
should
will.
Read it.
I'm pretty sure
it's a good read.
Read. It was, right? Yeah. Remember that point in school where like you
the
actually
abridged version though
started to read books that were at least interesting. You're like, yeah, all right.
You don't have to read like the super novel. You could read like the paperback, like cut down one.
But you would probably want to read the super novel now if you're going to go back.
Yeah, now I would.
You're like jonesing for some Les Mis.
Yeah, I want the anime, man. Is that new?
It still exists.
I mean, did they finish it? Maybe they still got new episodes coming out. We can still be relevant here.
Pretty sure. No. I'm going to say no.
They probably never finished it, those sons of bitches.
Was that the problem? I thought just
I don't
the
know.
Service we tried to watch it on went know. Down.
But totally derailed what we were talking about.
That's okay. We didn't really have a plan. So.
Yeah, no. But, yeah, Shadows of the Damned looks right. Okay.
From Shadows of the Damned to Les Mis, how did that happen?
Yeah, because we went into the...
Oh, Devil May Cry.
Devil May Cry to Devil anime to a Les Mis anime into talking just straight about Les Mis.
Wow. That was... Yep. That was the entire path. Amazed.
Right. So
I saw a quick look at that game on Giant Bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Seems okay.
Yeah, it seems okay.
Extremely suggestive. A lot of cursing.
Like I said.
A lot of cursing in Spanish also.
It looks like Devil May Cry 1, though. Like, yeah. Just very simple.
Yeah.
Like to what games are now.
I don't know. There was puzzles and stuff in that game.
Yeah, but like I did that with Devil May Cry how many years ago on PlayStation 1.
Okay.
You know? I get the put up this little light and dark thing, which they added, which I guess could be kind of interesting, but it's like, oh, boss battle, what do I gotta do? Hit the glowing red spot, of course, and he'll go down, and then you hit the other glowing red spot.
Could maybe make the same argument for a Zelda game there.
Zelda. I expect that from Zelda. It's Zelda.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
that's the game I'm playing. This is a new game. It just came out. Not today, but like today.
We're talking about...
Shadows of the Damned.
Okay. Suda 51 Project. Mm. Guy behind Killer 7 and I forget what else.
Yeah.
Usually makes really crazy, elaborately, I don't know, obscure, macabre kind of games.
I said, I feel like the game itself could have been... I don't know whose fault that is. Someone's fault.
The gameplay?
Not the gameplay. The way, like, your enemies are... It's like a very, very old style of, like, this is how enemies work.
You know, what's funny, because I heard some people trying to compare that game to Duke Nukem, the new one. And I don't see, like, content-wise or stylistically the comparison, but... Like, people saying that Duke Nukem felt like an old shooter, and then you saying, like, this kind of like an older style shooter.
Not really. I mean, I wouldn't even call it... I mean, it's got kind of Resident Evil 4...
Yeah, exactly.
...elements to it, which, you know, I really don't mind.
But exactly. Again, we haven't played the game.
Right.
So...
Just from... Looking at it, I mean...
Speculation.
I really don't want to drop $60 on it.
I know. It's starting to get to that point where it's like, kind of want to know I'm going to get a good game to spend $60 on a game.
Like, find me a game that's out there that's coming out right now that's getting reviewed at a 9.
Yeah?
And maybe I'll pick it up if it gets a 9. Because I'm not getting them for free over here.
What do you think is the threshold for a buy on a game website that gives a game... A score out of 10.
What's a buy? A definitely buy?
A buy.
9.
Yeah? Nothing below a 9.
Yeah. For $60, I'm not buying it new.
I don't know.
Unless, like, I'm into it. Like, I know nothing about this game. I haven't been anticipating it or anything else like that. If it doesn't get a 9, well... Then,
see, that's really what reviews are about. They're for either you not knowing anything about the game, or for someone on the fence, like, do I want to play this game? I don't know what it's about. Maybe you go look for a review.
Yeah,
Otherwise, like, Forza 4 is coming out. I'm not going to play that game.
What is it?
Forza 4.
Oh, racing.
Yeah, like, I'm sure that game will review phenomenally, and it looks fantastic. That game is not for me.
I don't race.
I'm not going to play that game.
No, but I looked at Shadows of the Damned, and I saw the boss battle.
Yeah. I didn't see that.
And by that, that they said, is, you know, even in the review, it's kind of like, eh. The boss battles are kind of like, you know what to do. You did this in Devil May Cry, or whatever it is. Hit the red button. Hit the red spots. Over and over and over again. They're not very inventive or anything else like that. But I feel like I would enjoy... I will enjoy that game if I play it for the story.
Yeah.
Regardless.
It had a really crazy atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see the beginning where they kidnapped the girl? You did.
Yeah. Mm. Game trailers, I watch some stuff on. I know you dig Giant Bomb.
I do. I really like those guys. But that's not a game I'm going to play. I think they gave it 4 stars out of 5. That's fine. Again, you know, that's not a game that interests me.
I think it got like a 7. The story they said was like a 4.5 or something on game trailers.
Yeah. Well, those two sites have very different ways of rating games, so.
Yeah. Well, they rate each tier. And then total it up and give you a score.
I know. And that seems okay, but a lot of games don't have specific criteria that can be rated that way.
No. That's the way they do it. And they explain it to you, so like, there's, you know, when each segment's broken up, they talk about the story, they talk about the gameplay, they talk about this. So like, if what he talked about it, they don't, you know, obviously they give some sort of opinion on it, but you don't necessarily have to agree with that. So if you don't agree with that score, then...
Yeah. Really, I mean, matter. The score... I used to be one of those guys when I was younger. I'd look at, say, like GameSpot or whatever. You see games getting like a 9.5 or a 9.7, and you'd be like, well, why was this game better than that one? It's like, really, like 0.2 of a point? What does that mean?
Nothing.
What does that really mean? Can you tell me why, within 0.2 of a point, why that game was a better game?
Just look for enjoyability.
You know? It's about... Reviews need to be about recommending a game. You know? It's like talking to a friend. We're friends.
Yeah.
I know what kind of games you like. So if you recommended a game that I know you enjoy and I like, mm-hmm, I'd probably play that game. So, like, game reviewers, you don't know. You know, if they're just giving you a score.
Well, that's why I like game trailers.
Yeah.
Because I don't see the guy.
You don't want to see the guy.
I don't want to know.
You probably don't want to see
the
guy.
I don't care. I don't want to see you. I don't want to like you. I don't want to dislike you. You're an ambiguous voice talking to me, describing stuff.
Okay.
So, like, I'm not into his personality. I don't even know the guy. Don't know who he is. So, like, I feel like I get, like, they kind of tell me, am I going to enjoy this game? And pretty much anything that I see up there really kind of gives me the feeling of, will I enjoy this game? How they describe it, because they pretty much go in depth. And if I do end up playing Shadows of the Damned, I'll probably like it. I will have the same exact problems that they have with it, but in the end, they said that, like, you know, it's kind of like a B movie and B horror kind of genre kind of thing, and that's what they were going for, and they did it.
Yeah. Wish I knew how long that game was, you know? I think that might help.
So
that's out this week.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah, it just came out.
Excellent. We are on top of the new releases.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to play them yet.
I feel like we started this pod, not this particular, like the whole podcast in general, at a weird time where, you know, we're gamers, Greg. We like games.
Yeah.
And we started the podcast, I was talking about Mass Effect 2 in the first one. You were talking about that dungeon.
Yeah, still playing it.
Facebook game. So we're talking about, like, a year's 14-month-old game and a free-to-play Facebook game.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems really weird for people.
Let's see, we got Zelda on DS.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You need to interrupt me to yell out that Gamefly commercial?
Yeah.
Anyway, I was saying, like, that's summer, you know? That summer, and the new games that are new right now, they're not our kind of games. We're not excited to play those things.
No.
Like, the last couple weeks, what was that? The games we were... Well, that Red Faction game, I was wrong. And I said that one... I heard that one wasn't good. I was... Had that one confused.
Yeah, I'd say I might get that.
Yeah, that seems like it might be alright. And then we said maybe we should play Dungeon Siege, and then no.
No.
No, absolutely no. Not.
I was kind of... I was getting ready for kind of Diablo.
Yeah, no.
I don't need a branching dialogue tree, especially when the branching dialogue tree doesn't matter.
It didn't seem to in the demo we played.
No, I saw the review also.
Really?
On Game Trailers. He said the same thing. It's like,
that's a shame.
It's good try, but what's the point?
That's a shame.
It's not like it matters.
Like
why put it in there? It's a good try, guys, but
I played Dungeon Siege 1 to completion. I played Dungeon Siege 2 to completion. I like those games. They're not the best games in the world, but they're fine. I'll throw a bunch of hours into that game. Progression, skills. Didn't play the Dungeon Siege 2 expansion much. Had a philosophical problem with that.
Mm. Whoa.
Yeah. And then, like, this game,
Well, go on about that.
All through Dungeon Siege 2, they instill in you, like, specialize. Don't be a jack of all trades. You will not have enough skill to do anything. You'll just be lacking in everything.
Mm.
Specialize.
Right.
And you do. And I played that game, and, I didn't... Like, reading reviews about that game, I remember when it came out, they were like, you can get pets in that game, and that's cool, and you can feed them, like, your junk items and stuff, but they will never be as powerful or flexible as an NPC, like a human character. I played that game with two humans and two pets, and it was fine. So, I don't know. But you get into the expansion, and it's like, oh, this whole expansion is about, like, dual spec and specing out, like, diversifying your spec, and it's like, well, that flies in the face of everything that I just did for my character.
Mm. Well, maybe some people had a problem with that, and that's why they, when they made the expansion, they did what they did.
I'm sure it was fine, but it was just like, I was feeling like a dick at that time. I was like, nah. Nope.
Mm.
Not going to play that. But seeing, like, Dungeon Siege 3, which is not made by the same dudes, like, even seeing their commercials, like, welcome back, Couch Co-op. That's in their commercial.
Yeah, no.
It's like, oh, you mean Couch Co-op where you can't progress? Like, you're like a guest.
Yeah.
Like Fable 2.
Yeah.
At least in Fable 2, you could bring your experience back.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Nothing transfers back to your own game in Dungeon Siege 3. And I've heard anywhere from it being like 9 to 12 or 14 hours long.
Yeah, if you just want to shoot right through it, it's short.
Yeah, and that's a full retail box game. $60.
Well, they have four characters, Mike. You could play it four times. That equals 40 hours.
Wow.
And that's how they work it out for you, okay?
I guess.
It's 40 hours of gameplay if you play the shitty game four times.
I guess. I looked at that and I thought, like, maybe I'll just go play Torchlight again.
Mm. Yeah. See, Torchlight, I could play.
Got that game for $5.
Mm.
Steam sale. It's on XBLA now.
True.
That game is fine.
True story.
That game is fine to sink a bunch of hours into for no good reason. Just a town, a dungeon, and loot skills. Still fun.
Mm-hmm.
Still a formula that works.
So, Ocarina of Time's out on the DS.
3DS.
Whatever.
Yes. Re-released. Getting good reviews, rave reviews, I don't know. It's sort of a dilemma, right? How do you review a game that is, I don't even know how old anymore.
Old.
Just polished. Visually.
Yeah, I mean.
Clap. Yeah, I know, right? Like,
golf
that game was seminal. That was a big deal for 3D action games.
Not excited.
No. And everyone's saying, like, if you own a 3DS, you have to have this game. And it's like, like, do I?
I mean, it's in 3D, which is, I guess, the whole point, right?
I think it's just a good remake of the game.
I think that, I guess.
You know, it's got new visuals, a little redesign UI.
I want to be clear, in no way am I knocking the Ocarina of Time. Great, fabulous game. Played it to tears.
And that's why, like, probably why you're not excited about it. Like, I've played that game a lot.
Yeah.
I liked Ocarina. Not as much as I liked A Link to the Past.
Yeah, like I said, it was kind of like a remake, almost. But not really.
Like, everyone
says,
it had
the same exact... It was almost like the same exact game.
It seems most people are like, Ocarina, like, oh my god, it's the best Zelda game. Like, yeah, it's a great Zelda game. But, you know, I missed meals to play A Link to the Past.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, I really can't do anything else but play this game today. Like, get angry about it. Like, why are you interrupting me? Playing Zelda. This guy, this magician, he wasn't the real guy.
That was true.
Push this gravestone, there's shit under there. It's like a dungeon.
Yeah, and I want to say, A Link to the Past was a little harder.
You think?
Yeah. Remember the fire and ice, I think it was like maybe dungeon 8?
Oh yeah, A Link to the Past.
There's a two-headed snapper turtle.
I'm trying to remember.
The ice wand, the fire wand.
Yeah, you could do the... Well, not the fire one, but there was like... You could do these two dungeons in either order.
No, I'm talking about the one with the snapper turtle.
I don't remember this turtle.
Anyway.
Was it the fire rod one in the forest with the dead forest?
No, this is at the end of the game.
Okay.
Anyway, you had to have like... You had to have your like magic stuff.
Okay.
Because, like, you could just straight up, like, if you fail on hitting it enough times or whatever else, like, you're dead. Those four magic bottles you got, like, they're gone. You have to go out and buy more of them. And you can only hold so much money. So you're like, damn it!
Game was a lot of fun.
Damn it! I didn't kill it because I ran out of magic, so now I can't hit the goddamn redhead with the ice wand. And I can't kill him to bust open his shell or do whatever. And now I'm dead.
Trying to think of how many Zelda games I've played. A couple.
Hmm. Well, we were talking earlier about the water temple, how it makes it easier.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, for the first one, I don't recall any specific problems. Maybe I just got lucky or it wasn't too annoying for me or whatever else.
Yeah, I remember that not being like a game breaker for me. It was harder for me because I get lost in games all the time, but maybe I kind of expected that.
Usually your navigator.
Usually, like, I probably expected that. I'm like, man, I am just lost like normal in this damn temple.
Yeah.
And, this is just, you know, this is fine.
The real problem that I had was the water temple in Majora's Mask 2. Not Majora's Mask 2, the sequel to, whatever.
What? Is that a real game?
Majora's Mask.
That's a game?
The second water temple. Because it invented a mechanic that was not in the first one.
Okay.
With your ice arrows.
Sure.
In the first one, you could fire off ice arrows anywhere. It didn't really matter.
I didn't like Majora's Mask.
Neither really did I, but I played it just because I like Zelda so much. And
yeah, you had a Zelda wallet for like 20 years.
I still have that goddamn wallet in my pocket right now.
It's your current wallet.
Yes. Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Right here. I don't know. You might. Yeah, you like can still kind of make out that it's a Zelda wallet.
I need to see. Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah.
I can totally see Zelda. This is like a relic from times past. I can't make out the rest.
And that's an awesome wallet, though. Look at the leather. Like, yeah. It's not...
It's like a regular leather wallet. But
yeah, but it's nice. It's a nice leather. It's well made. Used to be a chain wallet back when those were cool.
Yep. Also, Zelda.
Yeah, and you can't tell. So it's like only you can let people in on it. Then be like, oh, yeah?
It's like, oh, that's...
But, like, I could whip out my wallet, and you will have no idea it's a Zelda wallet.
So, Zelda fan, you would say.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm still got the wallet. So, anyway, they invented this mechanic where you can freeze the water now with your ice arrow and, like, use it as a jumping platform to get across stuff.
Makes sense.
I was stuck. Like...
Because they didn't do it before.
Right.
Yeah.
And it... I hate
when games do that.
Maybe I didn't pay attention or something where they told... What?
Nothing. I was hearing things. No. It's nothing to be concerned about.
Where they... Maybe I missed it where they told you that, like, you know, da-na-na-na, ice arrows, like, and maybe they give an explanation. You can freeze water now.
You're just mashing the A button, like, whatever.
Yeah, like, okay, ice arrows, I know what they do. I've played Zelda before.
You're like, ice arrows, I know Zelda, I got a wallet.
Yeah, well, I know. Ice arrows, yeah, they're ice, you use them against fire shit, yeah. I get it. Maybe I missed it or whatever. So, like, I got stuck, like, legitimately for a long time until, like, I don't know, maybe I just got frustrated and, like, fired a rogue arrow into the water just because I was stuck and frustrated. I'm like, it froze? Like, are you ridiculous?
And then it all made sense. Angry sense.
Yeah, and then, like, I figured out in, like, 2 seconds after that, but I'm like, God damn it. Like, really? That's why I got stuck? Because the added, you know, I don't know.
You know what Zelda game was actually pretty good?
What?
The Minish Cap. That game was okay. It's not going to take top spot in the list of Zelda games. It's not going to topple Ocarina or A Link to the Past, but, you know, what was that, a GBA game, I think? Game Boy Advance? Yeah. I don't think it was DS.
Wind Waker.
Wind Waker's good.
I got stuck in that game. Couldn't figure it out.
Yeah? I finished Wind Waker.
Oh, I got, like, stuck somewhere. I couldn't figure it out.
That game was okay. Didn't really love the sailing, but whatever.
Like, I got stuck somewhere, and I don't know what I had to do, because, like, I was legitimately playing, but, you know, it's like, scour the world!
Yeah, man.
Like in Star Ocean 2. Where is he?
Oh, my God.
Search every single place that ever existed in the game, in both worlds!
That is probably our most famous blunder.
Yeah, right back through the door.
Yeah. Oh, so bad. Do you even remember what the guy's name was?
I really don't care.
It was to be fair, it was a graphical thing.
Yeah, it didn't look like that's where you needed to go. But
yeah.
That's where you needed to go.
Basically in that game, right near the end.
Yeah, it's towards the end.
You have to do something with this guy.
All you have to do, you gotta go speak to him.
Yeah, speak to him. Couldn't find him. Search the world. The world.
Worlds. Plural. Yeah.
Well, yes. Exhausted the search. Go back to that place. You can just walk to the right of the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in the next room. Terrible.
Yeah.
Embarrassing. What would you say? What was the worst you ever got stuck in a game?
Probably.
I guess it would have to be a game you got unstuck in, because then it wouldn't matter.
Devil May Cry, the first one, I got stuck at the end.
I don't remember the end.
So you start flying around, you become a demon, you gotta fight.
Oh, that was one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally remember that. I thought that was a different game.
No.
Okay.
And that game was kind of hard sometimes.
All right.
But I didn't have enough, like, life potions at the end, and I couldn't get past it. I couldn't beat it. But luckily, I played at...
You sound so sad.
Yeah, well, I'm like, man.
It is a bummer to get to the end of a game and be like...
And I'm stuck. I can't go back and, like, get more red... I can't get more health at this point. Like, yeah. I had, like, none. Like, you know... Like, now when I play games, like, I specifically, like, maybe that's why I'm so good at shit now.
Like, multiple saves?
Not multiple saves, like, I will always have health on me. I don't care. I'm not upgrading, like, I will die before I use my health potions, unless it's, like, something insignificant where I'm gonna use a little bit.
That's funny.
know, I'll find more health and be full on health and use it so I can pick up the new one.
I got you.
Not happen.
Okay. I think the worst, I got stuck in a game. It's hard to pick one. Definitely either Lufia 2, the Treasure Sword Temple puzzles.
Those were hard.
Those are legitimately tough puzzles.
I mean, you couldn't get past it. I came over and helped you out, I think, right?
I guess, well, I was renting that game at the time.
Yeah.
This game came out a long time ago. This was back before I had the internet. Stuck on the puzzle. Probably rented the game 2 or 3 times, trying to beat the puzzle. And these were week-long rentals. 5-day, you know, you would get a game for 5 days. Couldn't do it.
Remember when I got your Final Fantasy 3
oh my God.
Game
yes,
from Blockbuster?
Did. Yep. Yep.
And I kept it.
Yeah, you still have it.
I'm like, I told my mom, Mama, we're not returning this. You're going to have to tell them we lost it. Because I'm keeping it.
But I was stuck bad in Lufia 2 on the third puzzle in the Treasure Sword Shrine.
To be fair, though, the probably only reason why I said that and got to happen because, like, my grandmother died.
Yeah.
So.
A tragic reason for stealing a game, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, what's she going to do?
Your grandma?
No, my mom, like. Oh. Your grandma's dead, be like, can I keep this game then? I mean, that wasn't why, but she's not going to depress me more and say no.
I don't even know where to go with that. Oh, almost dropped this bottle. That was scary. Really stuck in Lufia. Got past it somehow. Went on to love that game, one of my favorite games. But it was between being stuck in that and being stuck in Final Fantasy Tactics. When you're in, like, the monastery, and there's a series of fights, you save after every fight, and, like, save, could not beat Velius, could not go back, because it's it. You load up your save, you have to do that fight. There's nothing else you can do.
Then I played here with you, and I'm like, Velius, crack, dead.
No, I did that.
Oh, right.
Because okay. I liked that game so much.
I was like, yeah, Mike, he's really hard.
I restarted it, remembered that part, and I was like, I am not going to have that happen again. I was probably way over-leveled or something for that. Ended up 2 ninja swords, 2 crits, and, like, killing him in one round of attacks.
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, Mike, someone to be scared about.
He was really hard. Really like that game, Final Fantasy Tactics. I tried to play it again kind of recently. That game is slow. Really, really slow. Which is depressing, because, you know, you want to play the PSP version.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the animations in that game are slowed from some emulation, I don't know. The port is not the best. Really upsetting. So what game do you think you're going to play, Greg? What are you about to play?
I have to make a decision.
You do.
And
you have to stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
Some stick-to-itiveness.
I guess I should play something new, right? I mean,
I guess.
I'm like scared. I mean, like, I guess if I want to play a PS3 game, I'm going to have to turn my PS3 on.
Yeah. Change your password.
Yeah. Process. I'll let it update for like 3 hours. I should probably do that like when I wake up and let it do that in the background. Like, do something else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, play. I don't know.
You don't have to play something new. A lot of the times I take these gaps in between games I want to play, you know, go back. Go back and play some games that you never really gave a chance to. That's how it would be, like, holiday season would come up, like Christmas. But like, oh, there's like 4 or 5 or 6 games I want. You probably end up getting 4 or 5 of them. Play like 2 or 3 of them. And they sit on your shelf. That's when summer rolls around. Maybe you go back and play those games. I'm not sure what I'm going to play.
I don't know.
I think I'm going to play something old.
Yeah?
Yeah. I still have Record of Agorist War. Which,
Maybe Infamous?
Which was kind of marketed as, like, a racy adult kind of game.
The one with the mechs?
No. It's like an anime-style RPG.
True.
Although, like, I've read stuff about it. It's like, no, it's... No. Like, there's no porn in the game. Thing is, like, every chapter, like, you have to... It's almost like an RPG with, like, a dating sim. Like, you have to pick one of the girls.
Oh, right, yeah.
And then, like, you will end up playing as their offspring in the later chapters. Which I guess is cool.
Not bad, not bad.
That... It's probably gonna be that. I don't want to play Rogue Galaxy. I don't even know where my PS2 is right now. Not really.
Yeah. They got some PSN stuff that's kind of interesting.
Like what?
They had some... I forget what it's called. It's like a bank heist game.
Really? I hadn't heard about this.
Yeah, it's like you go in, you case a joint, and you're like bank robbers. And
that sounds fun already.
Yeah. It's kind of like a Left 4 Dead-esque.
With banks.
Yeah. Not zombies, they're cops. Cop killer! And you gotta, you know, go crack the safe, get the thermite. Thermite melts through the floor, then you grab the money. And I don't know the whole...
Sounds intense.
Yeah, it seems fun. Seems like something I could play. But then, again, to deal with PlayStation.
Yeah.
Which is a sad, sad time.
Yeah. You know what? I was actually playing a bit of the Wii with my family this week. Yep.
What'd you play?
The Wii Sports Resort. Like the second Wii Sports thing.
Wii Spa.
With the... Motion Plus, like the more accurate attachment that Nintendo somehow managed to get you to buy.
They get you to buy a lot of shit, don't they?
To no one's surprise, you're now buying this. That game's fun. That works as a family-friendly game.
And that's
it's
cool.
It's pretty accurate.
It's like Wii Spa. Sit on the Wii Fit and relax. If you have cold cucumbers.
Mm-hmm.
Place them on your eyes now. We'll give you a second. But pretend you're in mud. Very good.
Pretend you're in mud. Excellent.
You fail. You are not relaxed. You drowned in the mud.
Damn. But there's stuff in that game like archery and golf and whatnot.
Way
more in depth than the original Wii Sports. Like that golf thing is... It's intense. And it's long to play. It's like, you really got to do your swing well. It's not just like with the Wii, like, oh, you swing it like this. Like, no. Like, register your backswing and everything.
Cool.
The archery works pretty well. And I was amazed to find out, like, there are hidden targets to hit.
Come on now.
Amazed. You play that game, there is a target. You shoot an arrow at the target. Occasionally the target moves.
Like, after you shoot? During you shoot?
No.
Like
well, beginner, it's stationary, and intermediate, it moves a little bit, and there's wind speed. On expert, it will move behind things. And you get further and further back. You have to shoot the arrow and compensate, because there's, like, arrow drop and wind. And I wish there was more to do than, like, the 4 stages that they give you, because that's actually pretty fun. Current games... We are not talking about them.
No. No, we're not. You know what? I mean, we're just starting out anyway. It's not like We have a big fan base expecting us to... Oh, man, I really want to know what you guys think about that game.
Yeah, they're probably not coming to us to find out what's coming out.
No, so if
or
you...
Or if they should buy it.
No, so if you're tuning in listening, chances are that, you know, we're talking about stuff that maybe you didn't play.
Sure. I love to talk about stuff people didn't play.
You know? Maybe you didn't do that. And maybe you were... You played this game and, or whatever else like that, and we're giving you some insight.
You know, there are a bunch of games I wish I could have finished, but there was just something about them that threw me off.
Maybe you like to dig through the bargain bin, too, you know?
Like, I would really have loved to finish Wizardry 8.
Yeah, it gets just so...
The combat is so slow.
Slow.
Super slow.
And the fact that, like, when an enemy runs away, like, it has to run, like, a mile away. Yeah. So, like, I'm still dealing with this enemy, wasting, like, three of them ran away, so I'm still wasting three turns.
Right.
Like, eight enemies, and this and that, and it's like, oh, he has to get close and this and that. And it's like, God, damn, do you really need to, like, pause and, like...
I heard there was, like, a mod for that that made it way better. But, you know, I didn't have it.
Yeah, no, I didn't have it either. Plain old style.
Wish I could have finished Etrian Odyssey 3. Probably won't. That game kind of goes nowhere. In a super weird way.
How so?
It's just odd, you know? I don't even want to get into it.
Then don't.
I won't. Finished 2, though. Really proud of that. Really proud of that. Etrian Odyssey 2, beating that game.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember playing that game to the 5th floor, and I was like, done. Not even like I'm putting it down, I'm like celebrating. Like, I am done with that game. I beat it. There were 35 floors, but...
Right, well...
Beating the boss of the 5th floor was a huge accomplishment for me.
And, if you like Dragons, Game of Thrones... Season 2, not coming out anytime soon, but Dragons.
Yeah. Spring 2012?
Yeah. Like a year from now.
Pretty sure we'll be dead by then, right?
Probably.
Or is that December? When's the next Apocalypse Rapture supposed to happen, Greg? I haven't looked at my Apocalypse 12, calendar.
12/21/12?
Is that it? That sounds right.
Meteor or something, I don't know.
Sweet, Sephiroth's back.
When the Mayan calendar ends, which, you know, whatever. But scientifically,
yeah,
not the end of the world, but...
There's supposed to be some celestial event where super rare occasion, right?
Something like that, but, you know, not to go all science-y on ya.
Go science-y on me, I like it.
But, you know, the Earth's magnetism does change.
Okay. Oh, you think the poles are going to flip?
That happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's geologically, scientifically proven by whatever, the
geologists and scientists?
Yeah. History. By, like, the samples that they do. They look at whatever that trench where everything goes, spreads out from, like in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
The Marianas Trench?
I don't know if it's from there or if it's a different trench. It may be that trench.
All those trenches, Greg. Ah,
a lot of trenches.
It's a titular name.
It's a titular trench right
so
there.
So sick of all these trenches.
Yeah. And the line right there. Yeah, so they
so
take
tired
it.
Tired of all these Star Wars.
Shut up.
I couldn't help it.
Yeah. So there's like crust samples or whatever, where the polarity switch north is south and everything else, and they have it. It's geologically it happens. It happens not at a constant or anything else, but it does switch back and forth.
Wild.
So it's going to happen.
Wild.
May happen then. Is that the end of the world? Maybe. For you.
Maybe. You know, after what we watched last night, I'm willing to believe anything.
Hmm.
That was a crazy show.
Yeah. I'm surprised Michikaku wasn't on there. You know what? They're probably like, whoa, too much. That's a whole show. You get your own show for that.
Michio Kaku for president.
Mm-hmm.
I love
it. Was he born in the United States? He was. Though. Who was he now?
Yeah. He was.
Now, at least governor of California. I mean, come
eligible. He seems like the kind of guy that would turn something like that down. Which kind of bums me out.
It's when you force him to do it.
You know, like you watch some of the things that guy says, and he has a really... He's almost like an actor, you know? He acts as like a liaison between the scientific community and the public, but... Like, you see him on four or five different shows saying the same thing, and he does it in the same exact tone and pitch and everything. And it's like, you know, the magic is lost there when you see it for the second time. You're like, yeah, you said that. You said it the same way. I still love that guy.
Absolutely.
Get him on the podcast. You think he'll do it?
Who knows? He might.
Probably not.
You don't know that.
Get Michio Kaku on the line, Greg.
Hold on. Got him speed dial.
Speed dial? You just hold 2 on your phone.
We gotta end the debate right here. We're flipping a coin. What are the chances it's gonna end up tails?
Slightly less than heads.
You don't know this.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, it's super slight, but like one.
Because of the way it's weighted?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, it's like in the thousands.
Still always bet heads.
Apparently.
Eventually,
if you could make like 50,000 bets, I guess you would come out slightly ahead if you bet heads.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Could come up 200,000 times tails, you'd just be screwed.
Yeah. Flip a coin, it never has to come up heads, ever.
See, I don't know about that. I don't think that's true.
Never does.
I think over time it has to. Eventually that number becomes 1. The probability is close enough that it is 1.
Minuscule, but it still doesn't have to happen.
I am not a statistician. Am I?
I don't think so.
No, I'm not.
I don't think you could... Well, I guess in some cases you could be something you don't know that you are, but...
Man, it is summer, isn't it?
It's summer.
It's summer, and we are staring at games going, what should we play? What are you playing, community?
You tell us what to play.
Nothing, apparently.
Nothing. None of you are listening!
We have listeners.
Us, as of right now.
So many listeners.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind some recommendations on games to play. Maybe we should talk about what kind of games we really enjoy. Maybe not.
You know mean, I like games like Shadow of the Damned.
Yeah, maybe you should play that then.
I don't want to drop $60 on it.
That's the problem. I like RPGs.
True.
I enjoy them.
Like, I'm getting old. I spend my own money to buy shit now.
Yeah. It's definitely true.
Not like, buy me this? No, how about this?
It's still kind of funny if you do
that. How about this? Dad, could you buy me?
I would love to see that. You and your dad in like a Toys R Us pointing at a game, like tugging at a shirt.
What?
Come on, Daddy.
I'm trying to get a mortgage. I can't afford it. Can you buy me this game?
Oh, what a beating that would be.
Oh, my God. You're like, I will buy it for you if you stop embarrassing me.
We'll never talk about this again.
We'll never talk. You killed a hobo for this game, all right, if anyone asks. On his leg crying, Daddy, please, no.
I don't know what to play, Greg. I need to play The Witcher. But You know what? I'm not feeling it.
Playing The Goddamn Witcher.
I really need to. I need to just get over myself and play the game.
Mm-hmm.
And not be like, this combat's too hard. Even though it is.
See, that's a game.
Yeah. It is a game.
That would benefit.
Yes.
From those stupid training simulations that they have in, like, every game.
Yeah. Apparently, you read about that game, and it's a problem of them not telling you how the game works.
Right, you know how they, like, go into the training area and the sub-menu.
Give me The Witcher 2, the VR missions.
You know, like, push stuff. Like, they had it in The Force Unleashed. It's like, bullcrap. Huh. Congratulations. Here, we're gonna make you crawl through this little stupid training thing that really doesn't help you do anything, because when you got it, you were kind of forced to do it way better than you're doing it now anyway. Also, to get the achievement, do this like a million times.
Achievements. Really great things and really terrible things. I think from going forward from here, every game system will have achievements.
Mm-hmm. That's part of how the human mind works.
It gives you validation. I need to go to the fridge and grab a drink.
Oh, good thing we got those 16-inch cables.
They're 16-foot.
16-foot?
Yeah.
By who? Who made these?
Someone.
Hold on.
You can take your headset off and look. Oh, they're Turtle Beach, aren't they?
Turtle Beach? Air Force X-11s.
Yeah. These are the famous Xbox headsets. You work with your Xbox, your game chat.
Right. Good headsets.
They are pretty good.
So. Plug that.
Yeah. This podcast is sponsored by Turtle Beach.
Not really, but.
That'd be great.
Maybe you can't say that.
I could say it.
No, because if God forbid you listen to our podcast and be like, we are offended, sir.
Yeah.
Like we hate your podcast. We don't want to name anywhere
your
on
audio
it.
Quality was terrible. Like, I didn't say anything about the compression or codecs I used. It was just your headsets, man.
Like, no, we don't approve of your language, sir.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Very uncouth.
I'm sure a headset
I hear you people drink hooch on your podcast.
A headset made for Xbox Live. I'm sure they're very, very offended by our language.
Yeah.
Good headset, though.
You know, ESRB change, you know, whatever, ratings change when you go online.
That's right, Craig. The internet is a horrible place.
Yeah.
And it cannot be rated.
Yeah.
The internet is unrated.
Rated M for if you play online, someone's gonna call you a motherfucker eventually.
Rated M because, like, you're just gonna get molested.
Mm-hmm. M for, you know, someone's gonna say something about your mom.
Oh. Those bastards.
Rated M for mom jokes.
Mom jokes. It's actually a pack-in with the next Modern Warfare game. There's just a little sleeve in the cover with, like, 10 mom jokes on it.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That would be really funny, actually. Like, someone giving you shit online, just read these off as many as fast as you can. Don't stop for anything.
Yeah, flip to the back, and we got some comebacks. Yeah.
What? You did not. Hold on, where's my case?
It's like, oh my god, he just came back with that one? Like, what are you doing, man? Reading the back of the manual?
Shut up.
Good one.
I really want that to happen. It's not going to.
No, but, you know, if we ever make a game, totally.
What game would we make?
I don't know.
Me neither.
Turok Rage Wars
2. Yeah. That game was fun. That game was so much fun.
It was very good.
Until you threw up in my room.
Listen. Too much grape juice.
It was. I witnessed it. Far too much.
Sprayed the walls.
Terrible. Scarred for life.
Mm.
Never have I thrown my own possessions out a two-story window to get the vomit away from me since that
day. It was like that local computer store place.
Oh, fuck that place. It was exactly like that. But fuck that place. You saw they got a new building, like a bigger upgraded one?
No.
Yeah, they moved like to a huge office. Hate those guys. Bought a hard drive and it crashed and I brought it back to them. They're like, well, we didn't sell you this. Like, the fuck you didn't? Yeah, they're like, oh, this isn't ours. What?
Yeah, no. You try to like keep your shit, they're shady.
Hate that place.
I mean, you got new management, I think.
Ah, they better.
But like, even then, like, my dad took something there. He's like, keep it. I'm like, what? Don't let them keep it. There's stuff in there. I was like, I'm going to take the RAM out of there and put it in my other computer.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think they're going to do?
That was back when you could do that.
They're like, yeah, your hard drive sucks, but it's broken. We'll sell you this refurbished one. We'll give you it because you stole it out of someone else's computer.
Yeah.
That's and I was like, you
exactly
know what?
Exactly what they do.
Make sure they give me mine back. I don't care if it's broken.
That's totally what they do. And, you know, hard drives, they're going to fail. They have a shelf life. And then they will die. So, if you're upgrading your computer, get a new hard drive. Copy your old stuff if you want to. Just get a new hard drive.
Outside hard drive.
You mean an external drive?
Yeah.
You can.
For good. It's basically like a huge just USB. You can carry it with you.
Those are my two computer tips. Get a new hard drive and buy RAM in pairs.
Mm-hmm.
Get the same RAM. Just buy two of them. Don't mix and match.
And, like, don't really worry about RAM when you buy a computer.
Right.
How much RAM does it have? No. That's not... You want to know how many slots it has.
Yep.
And if you can upgrade the RAM.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two things. If you can't upgrade the RAM, don't buy it.
I was going to build a computer. Then I tried to swear off PC gaming. I don't know if I can do it.
I still like it.
I get so frustrated by it, though. Like, you get a game on the PC, and it's like, oh, this plane doesn't fucking work on your computer. Oh, there's a driver mismatch, not your own fault, just doesn't work well with this particular graphics card and this model, but there's a patch coming soon, this and that, and... Oh, other people, there's always someone else who has a better, more expensive, more powerful computer than you. They're running the game faster and better than you.
Know what I like? I like, computer, RTS, tedium.
Yeah.
I love the long, drawn-out, like, absolutely. Takes me like an hour. That's why I really don't like StarCraft.
I'm with you on that. Which is why we liked Supreme Commander 1 so much.
Yeah.
And 2 so little.
Yeah, this whatever. You know, Red Alert and Tiberian Sun. Even Tiberian Sun for me was like a very good mix. Like you can get rushed, but it's not like... It's like you just kind of get fucked.
There were good ways to counter it.
Mm-hmm.
You put down concrete... And stop an engineer rush. Subterranean APC
right.
Engineers. Yeah, Supreme Commander 1, just playing against the computer in that game was fun. A lot of fun. I can almost remember that map's name.
I know, but we played... Tiberian Sun online together, and that was cool.
We did.
We won a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, PC games, really where real-time strategy games shine. It just doesn't work on the console yet. I guess it would be fine if you just plain plug in a mouse and keyboard, but...
Even then, it's like the interface.
Well, if you had a mouse and keyboard...
Even then, like, I could...
How many buttons am I hitting?
I don't know. How many are you hitting?
I'm clicking. I'm not like one of those super freaks with the hotkeys and...
You should be.
Everything else like that. Like, why can't this just be the PC version with my goddamn controller?
Yeah.
You know? There's enough buttons.
Yeah, I'd like a good real-time strategy game. That was one of the things that kept me from giving up PC games, really. And I want to play Skyrim.
Yes.
And I want to play it looking as good as it can.
Mm-hmm.
And that won't be on the 360.
I'm still going to... Well, no, I'm still going to play
it. It'll be superb on the PC, and probably won't even have a good enough computer then, so I'll just be angry.
Yeah, I don't have that much money to, like, do these things that I would like to do. Like, I would rather play Dragon Age and Dragon Age 2
on the PC.
On the PC, yeah. Just because, like, they make mods and everything else and, like, user-added content. And
they do. It's true.
All this, like, crazy good stuff and, you know, I'm stuck on the Xbox. I can't get any of that. Like, oh, the... Made this person look a lot better. There's an update to, like, change the graphic. But guess what? You can't do that because your game's on a disc. And you can't go and... I guess maybe if Xbox would have just went Blu-ray, maybe...
You know the politics there.
I know.
So, our advice for this week, be more rich.
Yeah. Make that dollar.
Be richer so you could buy and... play the game if
you gotta go out like fucking Denzel in Training Day, you know, pretend the Russian mob's after you, they're gonna kill you, you gotta get that dollar to make, get that new PC.
I like Training Day.
Yeah. Do you have a liquor license?
Oh, come on now. Come on, you.
Alright, you pay for breakfast then.
So what do you think? Should we bring this thing to a close?
Yeah, we're done.
All right. Anything you want to plug? No.
I rock. Invest in Greg stock.
I thought you meant like the car.
The car?
Yeah, I rock.
Oh, no.
I'm going to plug I rock.
I'm going to plug I rock. The 1984 Firebird.
Yeah. Sponsored by.
Yeah. Sponsored by the 1984 iRoxy Firebird.
Yep.
with the T-top.
Yep, as always.
As always. It's such a good sponsor. Not even knowing they're sponsoring us. They just give us the will to live.
So, we're going to go figure out what games to play.
Yeah, that's what we're going to try to do. Also, you can, as we said before, find us on Facebook.
Yep.
BunkerCast is our main, not the page name, but...
Like, is it the BunkerCast?
Yeah, right? The BunkerCast, yeah. Is the page name. BunkerCast is the person, which is also our site.
That's funny.
A picture of a bunker.
Great.
It's just a picture of a bunker at this point. We got work to do. I got work to do on that. It's linked to our Twitter,
yep.
Which is also The BunkerCast.
The BunkerCast. Follow us on Twitter.
At Twitter. We didn't make a screen name yet where you could IM us if we're on.
I don't think we'll have to do that.
Yeah, why not?
I guess you could.
You know?
We'll see. See about that. And the email, of course.
Is thebunkercast@gmail.com.
It is.
So
up and running.
There is no reason why you can't send us hate mail.
Yeah, there is no reason.
Why you can't tell us how much you hate what we do.
Or love.
Or love. Mostly I expect hate mail.
Gotta be positive, Greg. Feel the love.
Where is the love?
Alright, that's gonna do it for this week.
Yeah.
Put out some damn games I want to play. That's my advice to the world.
Mm.